And this is always a worry as we get to the festive season and people head for the beaches. One never really knows what to expect, particularly in the case of the rip currents that tend to develop and people's lack of confidence or experience in regard to swimming. And it was very tragic indeed what happened yesterday, the issue of a group of teenage refugees swept away at Rocklands Beach. This is near Sea Point in the Western Cape. And one of them actually drowned while trying to save his friends. And we understand that one of those bodies was seen floating near the shore this afternoon. That is what News 24 is telling us at this hour. Let's speak to the National Sea Rescue Institute's Craig Lambanon. Craig, good afternoon. Thank you very much for joining us. What is the latest status of your rescue operation at this point?
Good afternoon. That is a rumor. We don't know where News 24 got that rumor from, but it's not correct. Obviously, understandably, the first people that we would tell if there is any changes to the search would be the families.
Right.
They are in our care. They are being attended to by Fire Rescue Services, a chaplain service. Obviously, we are keeping them appraised of any new developments that might occur. The search is continuing. A police dive unit remain on the scene, continuing with their ongoing search, which is normal. They were supported today by a police sea borderline vessel, a rigid inflatable boat that joined the search today. Members of NSRI and law enforcement who also went to support the police divers in their ongoing search. They were able to put two scuba divers into the water to search amongst the kelp. But at this stage, we continue to search for the three teenagers that remain missing. And obviously, our thoughts remain with the family in this very difficult time for them.
Yes, I'm sure. Tell me, Craig, is it clear to you how these teenagers got into difficulty?
So there are conflicting reports, but I mean, either way that it happened, they were swept out to sea by rip currents, all four of them. A member of the public did try to assist them. He was able to be rescued by one of the surfers that went out. One of the surfers also managed to get one of the teenagers. Sadly, despite extensive CPR efforts on that, a 15-year-old male, he was declared deceased. One of the original four teenagers who got into difficulty. The bystander who tried to help, he was fine. And then there's still the three that remain missing, an 18-year-old male, a 16-year-old male, and a 15-year-old female. And that is now an ongoing search by the police dive unit. Are they in charge on the scene? But they are obviously being in a very built-up area like the Sea Point Promenade. There's a lot of people there, a lot of NSRI personnel that live or work in the area. They're able to go and do searches regularly during the day or early evenings. And also law enforcement that patrol that area quite regularly. There's also a contingent of lifeguards further down at Queens Beach. They're also going to keep a vigil. And we have also appealed, understandably, the public there are also fully aware that if they see anything, they would let us know immediately or let the police dive unit know immediately and that'll be attended to.
Right. Craig, we know that rip currents often result in these accidents of this nature, sometimes drownings. What does one need to know if one is caught up in a rip current?
Yeah, so rip currents form at different places constantly throughout the day at any coastline, anywhere in the world. A rip current is basically, as the water reaches, the beach has got to find a way to get back out to sea. It does that by forming its own river through the waves to get back out to sea. Along a normal beach like Camps Bay Beach or Durban Beach, you would get rip currents forming at different places constantly along the beachfront. Lifeguards monitor where the rip currents are forming. They post their red and yellow flags as a safe demarcated swimming area away from the rip currents. And they might have to move those during the day if a rip current forms while they've got their red and yellow flags up in a certain place. But then they're very quick to tell the public, move to the left or move to the right, the swimming public. We encourage everyone going to beaches this summer season, make sure you and your family only swim at beaches where and when the lifeguards are on duty and obey their instructions. And that's your first line of defense to avoid an incident to occur.
All right. If you are caught up in a rip current, Craig, I've often heard you give advice in this regard as to how to try to swim back to shore. Not that one perhaps should not try swimming in the direction of the shore, but swimming parallel to the shore in order to eventually get back to it.
You are absolutely correct. So the key, if you are caught in a rip current, you'll know that you're in the rip current because you're being swept out to sea faster than what you can swim back to shore. That means you're in a rip current. Don't panic. Simply stay afloat. Even the oxygen in your lungs can act as a natural flotation. Move your arms and legs in circular movements to keep your head above the water. Don't panic. Go with the current, as difficult as that might sound. At your first opportunity, swim parallel to the beachfront until you're free of the rip current, and then get use the incoming waves to get back to shore. There are some places where that's impossible. We know Plettenberg Bay, they have rip currents that actually keep you out behind the back line. Just stay afloat. Tread water, keep your head above water, stay afloat. When you can get a chance to scream or wave for help, someone will alert the lifeguards on the beach or the NSRI, and we will respond. We had an incident a few years ago in Plettenberg Bay where a man stayed for almost an hour behind the back line before someone noticed him.
Wow.
Simply staying afloat, lying on his back, staying afloat, treading water before NSRI reached him, but he just simply wasn't able to get back because of the strong rip currents there. But you can survive a rip current if you don't panic and you just stay afloat.
Craig, thank you so much for that. Craig Lambanon, he is from the NSRI, the National Sea Rescue Institute spokesperson. And Craig's really been doing this job forever. And his advice in this regard is very, very sound. Just be aware swimming in the demarcated areas. If you are going to be going away this holiday, if you're going to be at the beach, and he, as he says, great advice there, swim parallel to the shore until you can get some kind of get the attention of someone who is on the shore. I just want to correct something there. It looks as though ENCA has been reporting that a body was seen floating near the shore this afternoon. Craig has denied that's true, right? He says, as far as he knows, nothing of the sort has happened. The recovery search operations are still going on for these three teenagers who were swept out yesterday. And so they are intermittently going out, getting into their boats and moving around the shore to be able to see if they can locate these three swimmers. A very sad story indeed. A group of four young men actually swept out, and one of them thankfully saved, but unfortunately the remaining three remain missing. And so a case has been opened in that regard, and all of the personnel are on it. We've got the South African Police Service divers who are continuing with their search, and quite a lot of support, it appears, for the families as well. And bear in mind, these families are not South African. So one would think they don't have the kind of support system that one requires if there is a crisis of this nature. One of the young men was from Burundi. Two of them were from Burundi, and two of them were from the Congo. And that must present its own difficulties as well. But police are working on that, and they're working very closely indeed with the National Sea Rescue Institute on that issue. So we'll keep you updated on all of that. As soon as any news in that regard comes in, we are keeping an eye on that story, and we will let you know exactly what the updates are.